glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Genesis chapter 15. We've been talking about rest. We look at the life of Solomon, whose name means peaceable. He ruled Israel and Judah, and when he ruled, because he was peaceable, the nation had rest throughout Solomon's reign. And along with rest came prosperity. Amen. We took a brief look at Elisha, who was a prophet of God, and to walk in the dimension of prophecy and the prophetic with God, a person must be at rest. You cannot prophesy from your emotions or your feelings or what you might know about a person. Elisha was at rest when they were on Mount Carmel and the army of the enemy came to surround them to take Elisha. And his servant woke that morning and he saw the mountain surrounded by the army of the enemy. And he ran to Elisha as Elisha woke, and he said, "Master, we are surrounded. What can we do?" And I picture Elisha being in that place of rest, yawning, stretching out, you know, doing a couple of toe touches, and then saying, "Father, open your servant's eyes that he may see." And his servant's eyes were open to see that they were surrounded by the army of God, angels. You see, when you're at rest, the first thing that you'll notice is that you have discernment. You're discerning. Elisha could discern. It doesn't matter how formidable the foe, how big the task. He told his servant, "They that are for us are more than they that are against us." When you're at rest, you have discernment. Not just discerning the devil. You know, people, the devil. Anybody, you know, a little child, you know, somebody that's got the devil working it off, a little child see him and go to screaming. A little baby start crying. Not just seeing the devil, but when you have discernment, you can see the working of the Lord as well. You can know that you have come into a season of favor, of blessing. That's the first thing you have is discernment. The second thing you have, that army, Elisha prayed, and he smote that army with blindness. And then God directed him to lead them into Samaria, out of his territory. The second thing you have when you are at rest is you will find that God is able to give you direction. Some people are anxious over many things, and you don't know which way to go. Calm down. Stand still and listen. Amen. The one inside of you is greater. You can stop the voice of your body. Hello, you can stop the voice of the soul when the devil's trying to talk. You can shut all that down. Be still, the Lord says, and know that I am God. But there are times you have to be still. You hear so many voices, so many opinions, so many directions, so much opportunity. I was telling our leadership this morning, if we went into every nation in Africa and every church that has tried to make a demand on us, we'd have to live in Africa. We would. We'd have to live there. Amen. But you can shut some things down so you can get direction, but you must be at rest. And thirdly, when he led them to Samaria, after they were fed, they went away and they never came back. In other words, when you are at rest, trusting God's providence, he will give you discernment. He will give you direction. And finally, he will give you dominion. When you are at rest, there are certain things that don't bother you anymore. There are certain enemies that you'll see no more. Hello? But see, familiar spirits stalk you sometimes because they know you get in a situation, you go to panicking. And you revert back to the way you tried to do it last time. Come on, tell somebody, this is a new day. I'm a new person. Some old things are gone forever. Come on, somebody. Come on. God has changed some stuff in your life. Now don't revert back. Take dominion in that domain. Make the declaration, I will not go back. I will not go back to the way that it used to be. Amen. He gave him discernment of spirits. He gave him direction. And he gave him dominion. That army never came back. God tells us from time to time, take a good look at the Egyptians, for you'll never see them again. There's some battles that have to cease in your life. Amen. But it will come when you come into that dimension of rest. As long as you are in the flesh trying to fight and carnal, trying to fight and arguing and fussing and contentious and trying to get in the right circles and know the right people, people don't hold your destiny. The Lord holds your destiny. When you see it internally in your spirit, see, your spirit is the only one that can contain the greatness of God and what he wants to do in your life. Your personality can't contain it. Your mind can't contain it. You've got to internalize it. Your spirit has to contain it. Because see, if you try to contain it just with your mind or just with your intellect, then when God blesses you, you get proud. You can't handle it. Amen. Or you get scared or you do foolish things. But when you contain it in your spirit man, hello, there's something eternal going on in your spirit. Your spirit is not confined to time, nor geography, nor to space. It can contain the largeness of God. Do you know that Jesus, when he came in a body, when he died, he released everything God was into the earth. I said, when he died on the cross, he released it into the earth through his body. It's a mystery. It's amazing how God can have this treasure in earthen vessels. But see, some of us still struggle with self-worth, low self-esteem. You don't know who you are. You're like a Mephibosheth in Lodibar when you belong at the king's table. Amen. It starts internally. When you recognize who you are through the Spirit of God and the greatness that is upon your life. And yes, it's greatness. It's not measured by the measurements of the world, the world system. No, it's measured by kingdom principle. God says you're great. He said, there were none born of women greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born full of the Holy Ghost, but he said, the least in the kingdom are greater than John. I want you to say something with me, and some of y'all have a problem saying this. But look at the person on your right and on your left and tell them, I'm great. See, I see y'all, some of y'all have a problem with that. Oh, I ain't so great. No, in your eyes you might not be, but in God's eyes you are. And it doesn't matter what it looks like in your eyes or in somebody else's eyes, you better find out what God is looking at and how God sees you. Amen. Because when you capture that, then his greatness starts to increase your capacity. It's time out for you being small-minded all the time. Just enough for me and my table. You think that's humble. That ain't humble. Just enough for me and my table. That's selfish. God didn't put you down here just to see about you. He set you down here to be the light of the world. Other people need to see your light and be drawn to your light. See, and when they talk about seeing light, see your kindness, see your love, see your walk, see your generosity. See your humility. See who you are and be drawn to that light. Because whether people realize it or not, they're in search of something that will fill that void in their life. If they don't know God, they have a void. And only God himself can fill that void. Money won't do it. Amen. Relationship won't do it. Influence won't do it. God has to do it. So let's take a look in the word. Go with me. I tell you, go with me to Genesis chapter 15. We're talking about rest, and we want to take a look at laboring to enter his rest. Jesus made a statement in the scripture. He said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but that that endures unto eternal life. Labor not for the meat that perishes. You know, most people spend their whole life laboring for that which is going to perish. You know, 35 years on the job and they give you a gold watch. And it's probably not real gold. It's not a Rolex. It might be a Timex. To say thank you for 35 years of your life. Laboring for that which perishes. Now, job and all that, that's all good in this place. But our primary assignment is to labor for that which does not perish. The meat. His disciples left him at Jacob's well, and he was talking to a woman at Jacob's well. And when they returned, they had gone to get meat. And they said, Lord, will you eat? He said, I have meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish the work. Let me tell you something about the Word of God. You want better, an increased level of health in your body? Increase your intake of the Word. The Word is health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Jesus proved this when he was tempted by the devil. 40 days and 40 nights he went without bread. And then the devil came to him and said, I know you're hungry. You be the Son of God, make these stones bread. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Word of God will do you better than your bread. Hello? See, that bread can't feed your spirit man. You have to understand, get this thing in the right context. You are a spirit having a human experience. You are not a human having a spiritual experience. You are a spirit in an earth suit. The real you is on the inside. Amen. And this body groans like the creation groans for that freedom where God takes all the limitations off. See, Jesus experienced that in his resurrection body. When he was resurrected, after 3 days, his spirit entered back into his body and gave it life. But it was a different body. Even though he retained the nail prints, it was a different body. Because he could appear in a room where the door was closed. In other words, matter didn't matter. He could walk right through the wall. Are you hearing me? That's the resurrection body. That's what we groan. Not to take off anything, but to be clothed upon. And what's going to happen, that spirit is rising and gaining momentum on the inside of us till one day it's going to break out. That's kingdom. It's going to break out and we're going to break forth. People will experience being translated. Time and distance will have no authority. The natural realm, we will defy the natural realm of things.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our title, Labor to Enter His Rest. If God gives you a promise, wait on Him. Don't go trying to work it out yourself. Keep His promise before you and use your faith. Whatever he says will come to pass. No devil can stop you. No enemy can stand before you. Ephesians 3:20 states, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, he will prosper you when no one else is prospering. You can become rich in favor, joy, peace, generosity, wisdom, and knowledge when you wait upon the Lord. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.